Edward King joining us from Alliance Career Training Solutions. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So we want to continue talking about mandatory sexual harassment training.
Yep,
as of January 1st of this year, the law in California changed. For those who don't know, let them know.
In the past, we've always had 50-man employee base and larger, only for supervisory people and above. Now the things have changed, as we talked last week, down to 5 people. That includes 2 owners, 3 employees, and the mandatory is now every year for supervisory and for employees. Now, the employees, non-supervisory employees, can use a 1-hour training, but the supervisors must have every year a 2-hour training. And this
We can do it online, or we have to do it in person?
No, that's the big thing that they're also brought out, that just doing that flat, plain old video, plain vanilla training is not valid. A couple of points there. One is it has to be taught by a lawyer or a HR professional that has been certified to be teaching it already for 2 years. So it's not just, you know, pick up somebody, give them a title of HR and wing it. So it really is something. It also has to be interactive. There has to be having the feedback and the interaction between instructors, teachers, lawyers, and so forth, and the students in there. So because they really want it to be an active learning process. You can do DMV, get rid of your ticket online, and you can just literally walk away and at the end answer the 2 dumb questions and get your certificate.
I have a question for you about the 5 employees.
Yeah.
Full-time equivalent or part-time? Just a total of 5.
It's a total of 5.
Okay, because you could have a business with a husband and a wife and a 3 part-time employees and you still have to do it.
That's right. And it includes seasonal employees.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So it's pretty significant. I was talking to one lady. She called in. She wanted to do it. She had 5 people. Her husband was like, we don't need it. Well, the reality is this, and I have to make a point of it. It's required in the state of California not just to harass you, but to give you a line of defense. Your business can be sued for no particular good reason where somebody says sexual harassment.
Okay.
In the employees, with your customers, all of those areas are exposures.
When in the calendar year do you have to do this by? Is there a drop dead date?
Well, it needs to be done in 6 months. So June 30th now is the catch up date, and then every 1 year from there.
So every year you have to do it before June 30th or by June 30th?
Well, in this particular transition year, it's by June 30th.
Okay.
Afterwards, it's based on when people get hired and just the 1 year repeat. So as long as you do it in 2020 with the people that you did in 2019, I would think that you did it December 1st. It's no big deal.
Now, does Alliance Career Training Solutions offer this type of program?
And we've got one coming up this Friday. Every month we have it. We can also do custom packages if you've got 10, 20, 30 people. We can come to your location if you have a large enough facility, but our facility easily handles 20 to 30 people, and it's the best price in town.
Are these available on the weekend or only Monday through Friday, these seminars?
Right now, Monday through Friday, but if you have a large enough group, then we could do it on like a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon as well, again, in our Salinas facility.
All right. AllianceTrains.com is the website, and the telephone number?
It's 831-717-7059. Call us Monday through Friday or visit us at 333 Abbott Street.